How can I tell about the feeling of the mandali at this juncture, you see? I can speak about myself, but not of the mandali. My feelings are just the days roll by, see, they pass by. I just know one thing, that what I have to do is just do whatever would please Baba, if Baba were with us in our physical, in his physical form, you see. What he would want us to do, want me to do. And I just use that as the gauge and do my duty. Of course, it all appears to be so hollow. It matters very little whatever may happen, you say now, when his physical presence is not here. But we don't miss his presence. Somehow or other, we feel his presence. There is no doubt about that. I cannot be, say that we don't feel his presence. There is a definite feeling of his presence. But his physical presence, with which we were so attached, or so familiar with, you see, that we miss. And that's why, in missing his physical presence, everything seems or sounds so hollow, you see. There's no urge for anything, except one thing, and that urges us on, and that is to just... suppose if he were now present, what would he want us to do? How best we could please him. That's what I try to do every day. And I pass my day in just doing that. And somehow or other I've got that common sense, you see, what would please Baba. So I know. It is too presumptuous on my part to say that I know what would please Baba, but now after having lived with him for nearly 35 years, I have a little glimpse, you may call it, into this affair, you see. So I know what Baba would want me to do at this juncture, you see. And Baba would want me to attend to the little correspondence that I do, you see, where people really want to know something about Baba. Definitely, when I get that feeling that, well, it's not just exchange of words, yeah. Not hawapar, as Baba would say, means has real substance in it, then I reply, I do that. And then Baba would want me to help the trustees over here at the trust work. So I go there, I do my duty there, taking it to be my duty. He would want me to do this at this juncture. And then here I attend to people when they come. I know that Baba would want his lovers to know more about Baba. So I cannot spare myself. I must do my duty, so I do my duty there. And then, of course, Maharajada state is there to look after that. Nariman is good enough, Arnavas is good enough to allow us to continue to stay here. So we continue to stay, but while staying over here, we have to not just stay here or live here, but in return must also do our duty in trying to look after the affairs of the estate. So I do that also. And so the days pass by, but everything seems to be and sounds to be very hollow. Just like, well, it's like that. Can't expect anything more from me now. It's that feeling, you see. This is what it is. The best that we can put up. And the best is not a person when he wants to put up, wants to be his best, he dresses himself and he cares to look, appear very handsome or clean or tidy or anything. Now, there is no need for all this, you see. This is the best, whatever it is, as I am. That's all. Whether it be in speech and thought and form or dress or anything it is, whether it is external or internal. That's what I mean by everything seems to be hollow. Doesn't matter now. Nothing matters. Nothing matters.
The duty is there.
The duty is there, that's all. It's just That is the thing that keeps us. Thing that has tied me to this. So it's a terra firma. But there is no context, that's what I say to this.